Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks for hanging out on this Monday morning. Joe Ostrowski, Stan Panionovich with you. Now joining us on the show, our buddy Jason Lockenfour. He's got BetMGM Game Day Sunday mornings right here on the BetMGM Network. Jason, something that I did struggle with is what was the lead from yesterday? What was the best game of the day? Overall, I didn't think it was a great group of games. Some of the games that I thought would be more competitive were not at all. A lot of blowouts. Certainly in the afternoon, there wasn't much to watch.
Yeah.
How about you? Like, what do you walk away with? What's your lead from yesterday?
My lead is tread carefully, man. This league is tough. Like, I have a hard time getting a handle on this league right now, and I find myself betting less and less on NFL inventory. Normally, this is a time of year where you start leaning into unders, and there were some games that looked like they were going to be under games that probably should have been under games. But, you know, like that Jacksonville-Houston. I mean, what happens in the first quarter there and then what happens in the fourth quarter, those two teams could play each other 50 times. 100 times, 1,000 times, that they're not going to produce that many points in the first quarter and the fourth quarter. Like, it's just not going to happen. I mean, it just seems to be incredible variance. Josh Allen's Buffalo Bills had never laid an egg like that against Miami, whether they're playing in Buffalo in the snow or Buffalo in a windstorm. They could have played on the moon. They could have played on the fifth ring of Saturn or Jupiter. I don't know which one's the one with the rings. But whichever one has them, you know, and that stuff wasn't happening. But that was a four-quarter beatdown. And last time we saw Miami 10 days ago, they were all trying to get, you know, quitting and trying to get traded before the deadline. So I just think my takeaway is tread lightly, because if you've got this league figured out right now, okay, then keep riding it. But I don't know too many people who do. Some of these results are pretty wacky.
I came away from yesterday kicking myself for not betting Matthew Stafford MVP when Joe and I talked about it a month ago.
Yeah.
And he was 15-1, and it was right there. I had it in my pendings or my slip, and I just couldn't hit the button. And to see him again throw 4 touchdowns and no picks, you were big on the Rams defense last year. You love their front, a young front, but a talented front. Why can't they win the Super Bowl in L.A.? Why not?
Oh, I mean, I think they can. I mean, you look at the games they lost, and did the other team beat them, or did they beat themselves? Now, again, I know we could play that game with a lot of teams, but I think, like, you go back to that first San Francisco game. I mean, if we're not trying to make Blake Corum feel good about himself and then trying to make Kyren feel good about himself, if they just let Stafford keep throwing the ball in that game in the high red zone, I think they run away with that game. I think they smashed San Francisco. And is there a little bit of that in them? Like, does that come out in them when they play certain teams more than others, like the Eagles, who they should have beaten the playoffs last year and then should have beat? Yeah. Do they let their foot off the gas a little bit? Sure. I don't know. I mean, I thought it was going to be Green Bay and the Rams in the NFC Championship game before the season started. Not sure about Green Bay, but I feel pretty good about the Rams. I'm kicking myself because I only bet Stafford 3 passing touchdowns yesterday. We talked about it on the BetMGM show. I should have bet him 4. Yeah, the back is clearly not an issue now. It's a solid enough offensive line. They're an incredibly balanced offense, and the defense is smothering. They could certainly win. They could certainly be the one seed in the NFC, and Stafford could certainly win an MVP. You're not going to get any pushback from me.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going to go. So if it is the Rams, or if it's not, like, who's the other team? Because if you look right now for the NFC Championship, they decide to put 3 teams that are 4-1 and 2 teams that are 5-1. The books are saying, we have no idea what's going to happen. They go Rams, Lions, Eagles,
yeah.
Eagles tonight, all at 4-1. And then they put Seahawks, Packers at 5-1, bit of a gap between before you get to the Bucks, and then another gap before you get to the Niners. Along with the Rams, is there a team you like in that group?
I mean, I guess the Rams. Look, it's a big game with Seattle this weekend. I like them. I haven't jumped that game early. Like, the early lines don't scream out to me. I'll probably let that marinate a little bit and see where they go and do more work on that game. Like, I think they win that game, but, like, I've seen different variations of McDonald's defense, including one in Baltimore, struggle with maybe lesser versions of McVay's offense. So I think it's a good matchup for the Rams. If they win that, obviously these numbers are going to change even more in terms of being against you from a value standpoint if you like the Rams. So I would say of that group, if you just want to look at the short-term schedule and these numbers are changing week to week, I guess it's the Rams. Like, I think the Eagles win tonight. That doesn't mean that's a death knell for the Packers. And I know the Packers rarely lose back-to-back weeks at home. I think it's happened 2 times at Lambeau since 2018. But, like, this might be one of them. Now, could they still get their stuff together and win the division and maybe win the NFC? Yeah, I mean, I like the defense more than I like the offense. But, again, like, just this league, I mean – look at the Vikings the last 2 weeks. Look at the Lions the last 2 weeks. How did that thing happen in Detroit? You know what I mean? Like, Buffalo looks like they've turned it around. And I know it's a letdown spot, but for them to get absolutely punked by Miami for 4 quarters and melt down in the red zone. And, like, I don't know, man. Like, New England, are we totally, totally, totally buying New England? Like, I liked them in that spot. I didn't love them. I thought it'd be a lower scoring game than it was. I don't know, Drake May for MVP, New England to host the AFC Championship, you know, the AFC Championship game. I don't know.
I feel like if you lined up 10 people, 9 of them are going to bet the Chiefs -3.5 in Denver. And I'm not saying it's the wrong bet, but the books are going to need the Broncos. And Jason, I'm a guy who likes to bet with the house. I don't even know if I could get there on Denver this weekend.
Yeah, I came real close to firing on the under, and I'll probably buy it up a little bit and then go under. Even with no Patrick Surtain, I there's a lot to like about that Denver defense and that Denver defense at home, and I do still have questions about Kansas City's offensive line. And we haven't really seen Rice, like, go crazy downfield. Like, that element's still not there for them. Like, they get some explosives that are heavily yacked. Weighted, but I'm not sure you're going to get a whole lot of that against this Denver defense. I could see Andy Reid being a little bit conservative here. These are 2 defenses that, I mean, you look at the games they played last year. The defenses were doing a lot of work. Special teams were doing a lot of work. I think it's an under game. What scares me about the under is, like, does Bo Nix just want to give the ball to the other team? Like, that you know, does he throw a pick 6? But, boy, I think Sean Payton is going to have him under handcuffs a little bit here, especially on early downs. And it could end up being two coaches kind of playing not to lose in what I think is going to very much feel like a playoff game. And they're both going to be really well rested. So I look for the better units to shine, which to me are the two defenses.
With Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, Wanna Bet. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Jason, you mentioned that you like Philadelphia tonight. That's where the money has been going, as Green Bay is now a 1-point home favorite, total 45.5. Anything else that you're interested in this game via props, or are you just mostly thinking Eagles?
I mean, I lean to the under, but I just couldn't get home there. Ultimately, I've just been burned on, especially with the Eagles.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Blocked field goals, blocked punts. Like, there's just been too much of that stuff that's come back to bite me on the under. But would it shock me if this game mirrors last year's playoff game, which was what, 22-10? It wouldn't. Look, I'm on a Hurts anytime touchdown. I think that's been priced. I think we've lost sight. It's been priced a little too much. What have you done for me lately? And this offensive line should be feeling better than it has for a while. It's a well-rested Eagles team. I do think, again, I lean toward it being a lower scoring, kind of a little bit more of a rock fight. You keep the main thing the main thing. I know Green Bay's not given up a ton of rushing touchdowns, but when they have, a lot of them have been from inside the two. And Green Bay's the team that wanted, you know, that put their name to Goodell's mission to try to rid the league of the scourge of the tush push. So I like Hurts to finish a drive on the ground. You can still get that around +115 anytime touchdown. I like a Jacobs anytime touchdown for obvious reasons, paired with Jacobs to catch at least three balls. No Kraft now. I think Jacobs is on the field a ton. I don't know about this being bombs away for the Packers, given how sort of staccato their offense has been. Jacobs has at least three receptions in 5 of the last 6. I think there'll be some checkdowns to try to mitigate some of the heat that Vic Fangio is going to get going against them. So I do like pairing those two together for around +170. Sprinkle on a Goddard first half touchdown. I mean, it's happened like 5 times in the last 6 games. Green Bay's not great against tight ends. They've allowed 5 passing touchdowns to tight ends already. If you're looking for a quick hitter, around +550. I don't play a ton of those markets, but this one just keeps happening. I mean, if you want to go first touchdown, you could. I mean, that's happened. But like, if you look at first half touchdowns in the NFL, the only people in the NFL with more first half scrimmage touchdowns than Dallas Goedert are like James Cook, I think, and like Jonathan Taylor. No, it's Jahmyr Gibbs and Jonathan Taylor, who obviously get in the end zone an awful lot.
Can Taylor win the MVP? I guess the better question is, should he be considered for MVP?
Not for me, but I'm the wrong guy to ask, because I'll never figure out how Josh Allen won it last year. So you should ask a Bobo voter who lets all this ridiculousness get in their way. you know, who was a popularity contest and we really like him this year and he's waited long enough, or he, like, I don't know, he might have got screwed 2 years ago, so let's give it to him now. I'm out of those. I'm out of those markets. Like, after what happened last year, forget about it. So, yeah, I mean, if they're all in their private text chains, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, yeah, that's cute to me. Yeah, let's do it. Like, I don't know. You know, I don't partake in those shenanigans. So maybe I would never give it to him in a million years, but, you know, maybe. Like, Matt Stafford's going to throw 55 touchdown passes. Let's give it to Jonathan Taylor, who's doing pretty much what he's been doing every year. Like, is it a little bit more? I guess. I mean, they're also the number one downfield passing team in the AFC. Like, you think that might have something to do with what's going on there? Like, I don't know. I do.
Yeah, I get annoyed by it all. You're right about the text change, and it's like, okay, now we know we've done it in the past, but let's not do MVPs for Offensive Player of the Year. Let's only do quarterbacks for the MVP, and let's change the rules on the comeback because we didn't like that. We want it to be an injury. It's why are we betting on it? Sometimes I feel, you know, that's kind of where I'm at. Very, very annoying. Any other games, first looks for next week that you think are worth talking about or something that comes to mind when you look at a matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I did jump the Packers-Giants under early. Now, I did it before games were played yesterday when I got it at 47.5. It's down to 46.5, but also we're probably looking at Russ, right, and not Dart. It's a short week for the Packers. I don't love their offense. Like, they're going to be playing what feels like an NFC championship game tonight. That's going to be a letdown spot. Their offense lets down all the time. I mean, you can never figure out when they actually put their pedal to the metal. I think the Giants front could get after them a little bit, having to play two NFC East teams with travel that short together. Like, I don't know where that's going to go off at, but I still would play the under at 46.5. I like the UNC Wilmington Seahawks on the money line tonight at Kent State. And we're also on the over in the Indiana State game. The Sycamores are 20-5 to the over since 2023 when they play out-of-conference games.
All right. I'll trust you on it.
It's called over 157.5. All right, SIU Edwardsville.
Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast Wanna Bet. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Jason, best of luck tonight and the rest of the week. All right, good stuff there. Jason LaConfora squeezing in some other plays that are on his mind that I'm sure he'll be talking about on his show today. Did not have that one on the bingo card. Well, there are a lot of things in the NFL that I didn't have on the bingo card, but it happens in this league, right?
He left before he said goodbye.
I know.
Mic drop.
Yeah. Maybe he feels like we felt earlier this morning. Who knows? Monday morning market moves. We'll hit college football, then the NFL. We'll be breaking those moves down rest of the hour here on Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.